Santa Fe Public Schools is ready to pay the next superintendent as much as $190,000 a year. That would be a hefty increase from the $115,000 earned by the outgoing superintendent. School board members agree the district should offer the higher salary to attract a good candidate in the search for their next superintendent. That was after discussing the search with a consultant on Tuesday night. The school board still has to make a formal vote on the salary, which will happen at a public meeting planned for Tuesday, May 1st. A board majority voted in February to pay $168,000 to buy out the remaining year of the district's contract with the current superintendent. The Santa Fe County Commission has voted to impose fire restrictions. The emergency ordinance prohibits open fires of any kind, which includes campfires. Smoking is restricted to enclosed vehicles and buildings. Off-road vehicle use in open county space has also been prohibited. Santa Fe County Fire Chief David Sperling says that the ordinance is needed after nearly 2 years of below normal precipitation and above normal temperatures that could last through the spring. The ordinance will last for 60 days unless it gets renewed. Los Alamos National Lab will be reducing its workforce by another 60 people in the next few days. Lab Director Charles McMillan says that the reductions are for those in the contract or flexible workforce. The lab eliminated 557 full-time workers from its regular payroll earlier this year. The reductions reflect caution in the midst of uncertainties about the lab's budget. Mostly sunny today with a high temp near 78 degrees. I'm John Califf. You can read about these stories and more by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe New Mexican.